From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The state Supreme Court says Galveston County's new precinct maps are unconstitutional. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn is looking at the ruling.
The court states that Galveston County cannot change precinct lines in between the primary and general election. County commissioners, who are all Republicans, approved the new maps unanimously back in June. Some voters argued the change wasn't fair to them or to potential candidates whose precincts changed in the middle of an election year. Nina Leoishi is with the Texas Civil Rights Project. She says the ruling is something to celebrate.
It's a sign that counties should not be able to ignore the will of the people and redistrict in a way that is unfair and leads to their preferences.
Galveston County Judge Mark Henry previously told Houston Public Media that the new map was designed to enhance the likelihood of Republican victories in the area. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
Houstonians gathered at Market Square Park to commemorate the 25th anniversary of 9/11. The event was held at a memorial for Houston native Lauren Cattuzzi Grancolis, Lauren's father, Lawrence Cattuzzi.
On September 11, Lauren's flight was hijacked. The hijackers intended to fly the aircraft to Washington, D.C. The passengers of crew of Flight 93 fought back these hijackers. Their courageous actions prevented the aircraft from reaching Washington.
There was also a 9/11 memorial event at the Fort Bend County Courthouse. The Texas Department of State Health Services is asking lawmakers for millions of dollars to support local health departments in disaster relief. That's as a federal funding grant is set to expire later this year. The agency wants $20 million to support local health departments. 30% chance of rain tonight. Overnight lows should be around